to the On Deck Podcast presented by LineStar, your top MLB player prop bets for today, plus our home run calls of the day. Happy Monday, everyone. Alongside Tyler Wieman, I am Shannon Somerville, and we've got some great prop bets for you. We're using LineStar's Props AI tool to help us find the best value in the prop market. And of course, using LineStar's also, they just came out with a new MLB Dinger Report. It's a great tool to help you predict select home run calls for the day, because that can be so hard as well, but it can be profitable. And if you're going by, if you're picking my home run call the day after, that has proven to be incredibly profitable, because just in fact on Friday I picked Aaron Judge for his home run. It was his birthday. He does not hit one on Friday, but what does he do? Hits one Saturday, hits one Sunday. So that seems to be where the money is, picking the guy that I pick the next day. But we did have a great week last week. We didn't finish the week strong. We were 0-2 on our main picks. However, we had just come off a stretch where we were 8-0, perfect for 2 days. It was all green. So, you know, we had a little regression, but this week, let's start the week off strong here. All our bets are available on places like Underdog Fantasy, Prize Picks, Sleeper, Chalkboard. And if you don't have any of those apps and you'd like to download them, use the promo code LINESTAR for up to $100 of your first deposit match. And if you can do us a huge favor right now before we get into our props, make sure to like this video, subscribe to our LineStar YouTube channel, and comment below. Not only does it help us out in the YouTube algorithm, but it also helps you out, because if we go 2 for 2 on our main props, one randomly selected commenter will win $50. You know, we are doing well on this show when our boss comes to us, Tyler, and says, hey, I need you guys to, like, you know, I know you guys are doing well, but, you know, maybe can you cool a little bit? We're having to give away a lot of money here at the LineStar YouTube channel, because we've been crushing the prop bets lately. So that's when you know we're doing well here, and we are, in fact, profitable on the season. So let's start the week off strong. You know, as I mentioned, Friday 0-2.
For the record, we're not actually going to cool it a little bit.
We're not. Absolutely not. You know what? We're going to double down.
We don't care.
We're going to give out even more money. That's what's going to happen this week. Let's do it. Set off the money guns. Let's give away the boss's money. I'm feeling it this week. If you are too, make sure to hit that like button and comment below. All right. So let's get into it for the week. But before we do, I do have to say, you might notice that I'm wearing a Knicks sweatshirt today. We had a nice win yesterday. Go Jalen Brunson. That's all I have to say. All right, where are you going for your prop bet for MLB action today?
All right, I'm going to go with Tommy Henry under 4.5 Ks. It's -135 in sportsbooks. LineStar projection 3.2. Consensus is 4. Both are well to the under. But the big thing here is the Dodgers offense is absolutely on fire. We have a 20.8% combined K rate in this spot for Tommy Henry, which is just pretty low. Henry is worse at home. Dodgers absolutely crush lefties, 357 WOBA, 197 ISO. I think it's just going to be hard for him to stay in the game long enough to get over 4.5. I think the Dodgers likely jump on Henry early. He actually has some reverse splits too, so the lefties hit him well. I think Otani, Freeman both look very good game, as well as obviously the normal righties that just crush lefties. So I like the spot for the Dodgers offense.
Yeah, I'm with you right there. That 10.5 run total, the highest of the slate. I think the Dodgers bats are looking fantastic for today from a daily fantasy perspective. I'm sure Tyler will break that down a little bit more in his DFS breakdown. But yes, great spot there for the under on those strikeouts. I agree with you. That's going to be a hard lineup to face tonight. And another hard lineup that's going to be hard for a pitcher to face tonight is going to be the lefty bats of the Phillies. And for my prop bet, I am going to former Angels, now Phillies star Brandon Marsh, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at -120. Could be a little revenge game here. LineStar's projection for Marsh is 2.7. A lefty bat with a 323 average this season against right-handed pitching. That's top 15%. And going up against Angels righty Griffin Canning, who's struggled specifically against lefty bats and giving up a 333 average to them this season. Again, this is the team that drafted him, so he's got to show out for them. And LineStar has, in fact, given him a 5-star alert today. We've got wind blowing out at Angel Stadium at 9 miles per hour. That's kind of a hitter-friendly venue. And the Los Angeles Angels bullpen is 23rd versus lefty. So if he doesn't get to Canning, I think he could get there versus that bullpen. We're also looking at a Phillies team that's been hot lately. Top 5 in hits, runs, RBIs average over the last week. And You might also want to consider him for a home run call as well. Plus 460. I don't hate those odds for a home run and that value there. Brandon Marsh might go yard against his former team today. I like the odds there. But for our prop bet, all we need is 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. All the factors there. Just checking all the boxes for me in this category. So I like that one there. Do you have any bonus for us today, Tyler?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a little bit of a homer pick. We're going okay. Matt Waldron over 4.5Ks. It's even money. Our Lion Star projections over. Consensus is 4.7. Now, with the projections both being slightly over, at even money, I'm okay with that. I don't need a ton of edge with even money projection-wise. But the thing here is that Cincinnati has a 26% K rate. The combined K rate's over 24%. And at home, he averages 8.6 Ks per nine versus away, it's down to 6.1. So I like the spot at home for Waldron to get at least 5 Ks.
He's got a sick beard going lately, too. I mean, I feel like if the starting pitching thing doesn't work out, he can go over to Stagecoach and star in one of their sets for them. I mean, doesn't he look like a country music like singer? I just feel like that.
Just me. A little bit. I do have to say that it is a little scary to ever pick a knuckleballer and count on him. But he has at least shown continued success at home with striking guys out. So I think he can do it again today.
All right, let's go with Tyler and the homer pick there for my bonus pick. I'm also going homer. We're going to the New York Yankees, playing a little bit of an earlier game. So make sure to get this one in earlier. Aaron Judge over 1.5 bases. Listen, I think Aaron Judge has found the secret sauce, whatever was missing earlier in this season. He seems to have found it. His average over the last 7 days has bumped up to 348. 806 OPS versus right-handed pitching. And today he'll be going up against Baltimore righty Grayson Rodriguez, who has struggled a little bit versus right-handed bats. 946 OPS. And this game is at Camden Yards, a place Aaron Judge loves. In fact, he has an 1197 OPS at Camden Yards. That's 49 games. He has 22 home runs there as well, so not a bad spot for an Aaron Judge home run call. Yes, I know he's hit one the past 2 days, but why not make it 3 days in a row? He's got a 5-star alert on Line Stars tool for today, batting third, top 10% hitter versus right-hand pitching, and then that Baltimore bullpen is also 26 versus righty bats, so Aaron Judge in a good spot as well. I do want to mention another New York team and one of their batters, DJ Stewart, over It's just 0.5 bases, and the projection for Stewart is 1.5. Consensus is 1.7. Now, he's gone over this 7 of the last 10 games, and this is a lefty bat, 856 OPS versus righties. He's a top 20% hitter, in fact, against righties. And today he'll be going up against a former Yankees pitcher, Jameson Taillon, righty for the Cubs now, who's given up a nearly 300 average to lefty bats. Stewart, there was some questions about what his role would look like moving forward, but he bat fourth yesterday. I think he'll be in the lineup again once, probably in that same spot, batting fourth. So I like his odds to go over just 0.5 bases. That's all we need from him. So those are the ones I'm rolling with today. But for our main ticket here, the ones that we need in order for you guys to win some money here on the show, we're going Tommy Henry under 4.5 strikeouts. And combining that with Brandon Marsh over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBI. Let us know what you think of our picks in the comments. If you're tailing us, you can do so. Underdog Fantasy, Prize Picks, Sleeper, Chalkboard. Again, the links are below to that. Plus, use that promo code LINESTAR for $100 of your first deposit match. Now it's time for home run calls of the day. Tyler, where are you headed for a dinger on this Monday? Let's start the week off on the winning streak here. Let's go.
Like I said, I like the Dodgers versus Tommy Henry today, and that's exactly where I'm going. We're going Shohei Ohtani plus 320 for a little lefty-on-lefty crime. Look, Line Star has a 25.1% chance for a home run today. The Vegas odds is 23.1, so we got a nice little edge there. Henry's allowing 1.5 home runs, and he allows a higher slugging to lefties. He's up to 507 versus lefties. Ohtani's hot, hitting 362 with 5 home runs in the last 20 games, so I like him for another one today.
Well, Tommy Henry's not the only pitcher that will have his hands full today with those Dodgers bats, but Also for the Angels, Griffin Canning is going to have a tough time against the Phillies, specifically Kyle Schwarber. I think we see a Schwarber bomb today, plus 230. Schwarber has a 338 ISO versus right-handed pitching. And over the last three seasons, that's the highest of any batter on the slate for today. And going up against Canning, who actually has given up five home runs this year, and four of those have come against lefty bats. Plus that Los Angeles Angels bullpen, 23rd versus lefty bats. So if he doesn't get to Canning, I think he could get to that bullpen, and the wind is blowing out to center at 9 miles per hour. It's perfect weather for a Schwarbaum today. What do you think, Tyler? We're going to see a Schwarbaum. What do you think about the Phillies bats in general from a DFS perspective?
You're trying to troll me here, aren't you?
I'm literally asking you. We're trying to tease your show.
Right after the Phillies sweep the Padres, huh?
This is convenient.
I see what you're doing, Shandog.
You make me seem so manipulative. I swear, I'm pure-hearted, I promise.
Oh, yeah. All right. Schwarbaum, it looks like he's heating up. If he starts to get hot, it's just keep picking him for a home run call, because it's going to happen. And Canning has got hit hard this year. Seems like he's maybe starting to figure out a little bit, but I don't mind picking on Canning at all.
Oh, for sure. All right. So that's what we're rolling with today. Remember to check out the LineStar Props AI tool, plus that home run dinger report. That's super helpful for picking these home run calls. And I know we've heard from you guys in the comments that everyone's really in on that tool. So make sure to check it out. And if you don't know what we're talking about, we also have a video where we kind of break down the tool. So if you just want to see what it's all about, you can do so on the LineStar YouTube channel and check out the MLB Dinger Report tutorial. And make sure to tune into Tyler's DFS breakdown later today. If you guys are playing DFS action, I'm going to be playing. So let's go get that money today. Some takedowns in our future. Let's go get it and cash these prop bets. Good luck, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Good job, guys. Have a good one. Bye.